tired of telling you you have me. When I know you really don't, I'm tired of telling you I'll follow. When I know I really won't. Jesus, so I'd rather stand here speechless with no great words to say. Cause if my silence is more truthful than my ears can hear, how to walk in your way. In the silence, you are speaking. In the quiet, I can feel the fire, and it's burning, burning deeply.
I bow myself at your feet. I yield my heart and my mind. I give you my heart back. Take it back. Take it back. Take it back and become the king of glory in my soul. I give you my will. I give you my mind. And today I present my body as a living sacrifice, as a living sacrifice, as a living sacrifice, as a living sacrifice. Do whatever you want to do with me, God, as a living sacrifice. Do whatever you want to do with me, God, as a living sacrifice, as a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto you. It is my reasonable service for all that you've done for me. For me. For me. It's me again, God. It's me again, Jesus. I'm here in your presence. I'm not worthy of your glory. I'm not worthy, but I'm here. I'm not worthy, but I came because you said I can come boldly to the throne. I'm here at the mercy seat, Jesus. Hear my cry, hear my cry. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Are you here? Because I'm here. I know you're here. Because you said you would never leave me. Or forsake me. You said, if I made my bed in hell, that you would be there. And if I rise above the clouds, there I would find you too. You said in your word that, lo, you would never leave me nor forsake me.
I give God the glory this morning, and I bless God for each and every one of you. And we just give God the honor, we give God the glory. I'm telling you right now, no matter what your situation is, but at this moment right now, wherever you are, I truly believe that the presence of God is right there with you. Regardless if you're in your home, regardless if you're in your car, regardless if you're on your way for the walk in the work, I'm telling you, it's nothing like bringing in the of God with you. I truly believe that the Spirit of the living God is right there in your home, is right there in your car, is right there with you. Finna go on to work. You finna get ready to paradigm shift some things today. You finna get ready to command the blessings that the Lord has for you today. Even in the midst, my God Almighty, even in the midst of this world crisis, a state of emergency, you finna get your promotion. You finna get elevation. You finna get every promise that God has spoken into your life. Amen. Blessings that is going in and blessings that is going out. My God, he gonna make your, my God, the latter rain greater. Amen. I just thank God for each and every one of you this morning. Thank God for our partners and listeners all over the world. We just give God the honor for them. I'm telling you, it is a blessing of this week. We've just been rocking. ADM ministers been rocking the house in the name of Jesus, empowering, encouraging, filling us up, amen, before we could get this week and start this week. I don't know about you. You should feel strengthened. You should feel, my God, more. Your spirit should have feel revived of the word of God been coming across. I thank God for our listeners and partners all over the world, Norway, my God, South Africa, France, Italy. We thank God also for United Kingdom right here in the United States, and also our brothers and sisters way up north ahead of us up there in Canada. God bless you as well. And we just thank God for all of you. I'm telling you, I feel the presence of God right now. And I'm telling you right now, I declare and decree that this day, whatever you speak in the will of God, you're going to begin to see and manifest in your life. I declare and decree that this day, because you done made up in your mind, I'm going to get deeper in you, God. Because you done made up in your mind, God, I'm going to get closer in you. Because you done made up in your mind, you say, listen, I'm turning away everything, my God, that is not of God. You done made up in your mind, if I have to sacrifice a relationship, I am going to sacrifice some relationship. So I declare and decree, as you begin to walk in the will of God, everything that you speak out of your mouth, everything that you command, is going to come to pass in the name of Jesus. My God Almighty, I give God the glory. Listen, let's go ahead and allow our very own Mother Jackson, God bless you, Mother Jackson, to intercede with us this morning for our very own evangelist elect Nita. She come in and break the bread of life with us. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you too, son. I'm happy and father this morning, God. First, I give honor to Christ in your life. I give honor to Apostle Temple and to First Lady of the Teacher Simpson, to everyone in the name of Jesus. Morning, Lord, I cry out to you, Lord. Thank you just for another day, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, I lift up every four corners of the world this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cry out to you because this morning, God, I pray, God, that you encourage the people to do well, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I cry out this morning, God, to weary souls that are sad. I cry out to you this morning, God, for the one that is hungry, God. Oh, God, I ask that you make a way out of no way for them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray this morning, God, that they begin to cry out to your name, the name of the Most High Jesus, the hand of the Most High God. I pray out this morning, God, that they hold on to their faith. I don't know, son of the asset. I call out for the one that is weary and needs to ask and even days, God. I pray, God, that you strengthen the Most High Sunday and their soul, God. Lord, the Most High Sunday and the name of Jesus, God. I call out the name of Jesus this morning, God, the one that seems like they can't hold on. But I ask the Most High this day, hold on, God. I don't know, think about Satan. Hold on, sisters and brothers, the most shot. My soul cries out for the one. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'll speak peace this morning to the one that is under the most shot. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, let us not be honorable, come to the most high. Don't let us be honorable, say ungrateful, God. Let us begin to just thank you, Lord, in every situation, God, to praise your holy name, knowing that your word is to be praised, God. Transform our minds, God. Rebel sent the eye. Oh, God, touch our hearts, God. Cleanse our hearts, honorable, come to the eye, that we can live like you, Lord, God. In these last and evil days, God, let us come to the most high. Love one another, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, come to the earth sometimes. It might seem weary at times, but we can't give up. We can't give up, oh, Lord, come to the earth. Sometimes, oh, God, come to the earth. Think of a shot. You are in a dry place, but I come to the most say, push. I come to the earth, say, push. And then I come to the most say,
in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy this morning, God, on our people, God, everyone, God, every folk in the world, God. How weak we are, God, when I see how they are,
working it out. He's fixing it right now. All you need to do is hold on to his unchanging hand. Whoa, God, you're so worthy this morning, Father God. Lord, your presence is so just here, Lord. It's a great thing to wake up and to be in your midst. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for wrapping your unfailing arms, your unfailing love around us, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Your mercy and grace, Father, endures forever. And we thank you this morning, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you. I pray that everybody woke up this morning in a sound mind, knowing that God loves us unconditionally. His love goes on and on and on. It never ends. The topic this morning is God's endless love. As the apostle was playing the music this morning, the Holy Spirit just started ministering to me. And I had already picked some scriptures, and I'm going to stay with the scriptures, but I'm just going to go up a little bit further. And today we're going to read a series of scriptures. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. From Romans 8, and I'm going to start Romans 8:26 and go down to 39. And it says, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying. But the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Who dares accuse us as whom God has chosen for his own? No one, for God himself has given us right standing with him. Who then will condemn us? No one, for Christ died for us and was raised into life for us. And he is sitting in the place of honor at God's right hand pleading for us. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or commodity? Or are persecuted, or hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? As the scriptures say, for your sake we are killed every day. We are believers slaughtered like sheep. No, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death, nor life, neither angels, nor demons. Neither our fears for today, not our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation would be able to separate us from the love of God as revealed in Christ our Lord Jesus. You know, my spirit is just so high right now, and I know you might just feel a little difference in my voice. That's because the Spirit of the Lord is just right here upon me, right where I'm at right now. You know, just giving him praise, just entering in his house of praise and knowing that God is with you should mean everything to you. It should mean everything to you. It should block out everything that you got going on right now or that moment that you are experiencing God. And the reason you experiencing him is because he loves you. The reason that you are experiencing God is because God loves you. And right now, I know without a shadow of a doubt, I wouldn't care who came up in my face and said anything differently. If Satan even came, I'm going to sit and laugh at his face this morning, because there's nothing like feeling the presence of the Lord. It's nothing like knowing that he's resonating through your body, that your mind is on him, that your heart is on him. So I'm just going to tell you this morning, Father, I give you praise. I give you honor, Father God. And I thank you for life, Lord Jesus. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And I'm able to relate to these scriptures because I've been in some things. All of us, not just me, all of us. And we, what we need to know before I go into scripture, when you was going through it, he was right there with you. God's word say he would never leave us nor forsake us. This morning, I want to go back. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And revisit verse 35. And I would like to answer the first question that the Apostle Paul asked in the first part of verse 35. It says, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? I want you to know it's written in 1 John 4:19. We love him because he first loved us. 1 John 4:10 states, this is real love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. So to answer Paul's question, yes, nothing can't separate us, because God loved us first, because God was there first. Understand that. God loved us first. God gave the ultimate sacrifice. He gave his only begotten son to prove to us that I love you, that I love you, I am with you. That no matter what you have done, no matter what you're doing right now, I love you. I gave my all. I gave myself to you. I gave myself away to you. My son, I gave him to you. So no, nothing can separate. The second question, does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or commodity or are persecuted or hungry, or destitute, or in danger, or threatened with death? As God's people, we're going to suffer just as Jesus did. The beauty of it, and I know some of you may not understand when I say the beauty, because you can't wrap around, you can't fathom or understand why God would sit and allow you to go through hunger, to be thirsty, to be broke, disgusted, have no clothes, have no shoes, have no place to live, go through pain. And then I'm sitting on here based off of the word of God, letting you know that he is with you. He is with you. Somewhere down the line, maybe we might have strayed and put our own self in those predicaments. And maybe it just may be a way for God to sit and say, you need me. Call on me. I'm here. It could be different reasons, different situations. But the main purpose, the thing that you need to know is, he is with you. He is with you. That he didn't make the ultimate sacrifice to leave us. And that's what people can't see. They can't understand why Jesus died on that cross, why he was whipped, why he was nailed. They can't understand it. Why? Because of lack of knowledge. Why? Because I'm not sitting and reading my word. Why? because I'm not asking God for an intimate relationship with him so I can understand what he's trying to show me, what he's trying to tell me. Why? Why do we ask why? Why don't we just believe? Why we don't believe that God has done those things? It's there. It was on Calvary. He's on Calvary. The Word of God, the New Testament, all through it, it talks about it. John 4 warned us about it. It's here. It's been prophesied. It's here. God is with us. I just need everybody to sit and understand that once we become, and we get in God's will, and we talking to him, and he's allowing us we're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us and to even comfort us. God left the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to guide us when we in these situations. We just need to sit and ask God. We just need to ask the Holy Spirit. I'm hungry. Can you feed me? Will you send me somebody that's going to feed me? I'm clothless. Will you send me or put me in the direction where I'm going to get some clothes? I need a place to stay. Will you sit and put me in that situation? Will you bring whoever needs to bring me to get out of the situation that I am, the hardship? We know that our Father, Abba Father, we know that he has allowed us to overcome a lot of problems. He has proven it over and over. I can sit and tell you that. His power, his love is so strong. It's there. The very essence of it is here. It's right there with you right now, that it would never diminish. I don't care what it is. Care if you've been behind the prison walls. Guess what? God was there with you. I don't care if you wake up this morning, every morning, and you reeking with pain. Guess what? God is there with you. When you hungry and don't know your way, God is there with you. When you broke and you disgusted, God is unfailing. Not just he is there. Excuse me, let me correct that. His unfailing love is with you. When you are laying on your deathbed, your bed of affliction, God is there. God is right there. His unfailing love is right there. It's plenty of you all on this phone. You might have been spiritually dead. God rose you up because of his unfailing love. You may have been physically in a near-death situation. His unfailing love. You might have been riding on 285, I-95, wherever you at, over in Norway, Canada, South Africa, and had a car accident, something that you didn't even realize it was so terrible, how you came out of it. His unfailing love was right there. You may have had a terrible experience. You may have got evicted and did not know what your next move was. But God, his unfailing love was right there. Because on today, you could face tomorrow because his unfailing love is right here with you through the pain, through the shame, through the humility. All that does is build up your confidence. All that does is build up your faith. All that does is build up your trust in Jesus. That's exactly what it does. We can't sit. The problem is, if I may say, we sit and take God's love for granted. Some may have not even experienced his true unfailing love. But God's love is unconditional. God's love is here to build us when we feel at our lowest. God's love is here to take the shame away because you might have been publicly humiliated. But that humility was to humble you so you can sit and see exactly how much God loves you. During the time of your trials, during the time of your hardship, during this time right now, COVID-19, it gives you more time to talk to God. It gives you more time to tell him what you need. It gives you more time to understand and learn what his purpose is for you. It's no mistake that you're here. You're here because God is in control and he's already predestined your walk, your talk, your every action. It's just you have to sit and you have to get an understanding. You have to get a knowledge. You have to use wisdom, apply wisdom in your life and knock on that door. And when it opens, you walk in and you say, God, I am here. I am here, Father God. I am here. I'm ready, Father, for the love, the unfailing love that you have for me, Lord. Whatever it is, whatever my cross may be on today, Father God, I'm willing to pick it up and carry it, Father God, because I know you love me unconditionally, Lord Jesus. Whatever it is, Father God, Lord, if it's something that you could fix, fix it, Lord. But if it's something that you can't fix and I got the drink of this cup, Lord, I'm going to do it, Father. Jesus did it, Lord Jesus. And he knew that you was right there with him. And I know on today that God is right here with me. What we have to ask ourselves is, where are we? Who are we? Whose are we? Are we a child of God? And if we are a child of God, we are believers. So God would never leave us nor forsake us. He's just in a, we're just in a season where he's strengthening us. He's building us. He's making us bold. He's making us courageous. Those that are ready to be an entrepreneur. If you don't know who God is and you don't know who his love, when people come up against you, when people sit and go behind your back and talk about you, when you constantly pouring out, and no matter how much you pour out under the unction of the Holy Spirit, someone still has something to say. You have to understand that God is still with you. He is just helping you. He is toughening you up. He's giving you the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding how to deal with those very same people. Jesus had to sit. Every time he walked through the streets, he had to know that somebody hated his guts just because of who he was. But he still walked. He still talked. He still healed. He still spoke the words that was given by God, knowing that God's unfailing love was with him. I'm going to leave you with a question today, because love, God's love lasts forever and ever. I want you to ask God today. I want you, even if you got to press fast on it, even if it's something that you got to sit, stop, and just meditate on. God, if I don't know your love, show it to me, Father God. Say yes to God. Say yes to God's unfailing love. God, if I have to sit and go through something so drastic, Lord, I know you tell me don't be afraid, don't be discouraged, because you would never leave me or forsake me. Father God, I'm just trying to know who you are. I'm saying yes to you, Lord Jesus. Say yes. Say yes, Lord. Say yes to God. I pray, that on today that you all sit and you say, yes, Lord, I want to know your unfailing love, Lord Jesus. turning it over to you, Apostle.
Amen. This was a very moved message. You can feel it. Nothing we need to add to this. Amen. Only thing is, if you need prayer, we want to always open up the lines for prayer. If you need prayer, go ahead and press 1. Amen. While this anointing is on the evangelist, amen, let her pray for you. If not, we just God bless you. Hope it's all is well. Amen. And we are here for if you need prayer. Amen. Why don't you go ahead and press 1, because I noticed once we're about to get off the air, we have individuals that try to plug in. By that time, it's too late. We want to be obedient in the movement of God when he's there. Amen. And I just give God the glory, and we just thank God for what he is doing. Listen, we're going to be right back on to this after this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. We have our very own Minister Shaquita and also our Minister Brother-elect Bernard Pronton. Amen. Going to break the bread of life with us. Amen. Keep doing what you're doing. I just thank God for all of y'all. Bring somebody on. Tell your coworkers. Tell individuals. Amen. So they could be on and bless their soul. Amen. Then we got Friday, and we're going to keep on going. Then next week, I want you to be on that full evening next week, because all next week, I'm going to begin to teach a series of the different realms and the different level of prayer. I want to, while you're in this quarantine, you know, this wait period, I believe that you're going to begin to increase your prayer life. My God. But I want to show you, I'm going to help you with the different realms, different levels, different styles, different types of prayer. You can begin to operate in these prayers, begin to operate in these things. Amen. But it can increase your prayer life and increase your relationship also with the Lord. I want you to put that on your schedule next week at evening, starting Monday, next week Monday, all the way up to Friday. I'm gonna be on every day teaching a series, and it's going to be impacting to bless your life. Amen. I'm telling you, great job. God is love. Understand, God is love. And walk into the loveness of God. No more need to be said. God bless you all. We bless you. Start your day. Command your day. Amen. It's all in your hands. God bless all of you. We thank God for you all. We'll see you this evening at 8 p.m. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
My offering.